Praise the Lord. God bless you, dear friend. Thank you for this seed. Get ready, because I brought you into a time and you've seen many beginnings as well as endings. And yet, with the endings, get ready for new ways to expand, new ways to grow. The Spirit of the Lord is realigning and adjusting some things for thee. I feel by the Holy Ghost that the Lord is working behind the scenes. I can also tell you that God says that you're going to come into a time of new confidence and new increase. I can tell you by the Spirit of the Most High that right connections are coming before thee. And you're going to see that between now and around about the 10th of October, favor in communications, favor with people in authority, favor with those in power. And you're going to find that your communication skills are going to be quite powerful now. You're going to find that you're going to be able to impress those who are in authority. New professional opportunities. You might land some new things, new work, new opportunities. Promotion I see all around thee. The Lord says write, 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 and continue to keep on writing. I see extra income, or a new source, favor. Surrounding maybe loans or mortgages or even taxes. Or maybe even insurance, some kind of a break that could end up blessing you. I can further tell you that the Spirit of the Lord will say unto thee that you're going to have a gift of networking, more networking, much more than usual. God says get the business cards ready. God is going to remove the repression and the oppression. If you need to go ahead and obtain a loan or something surrounding a mortgage or address something of that nature, God says do it now, between now and the end of the month, because you have a gift for words and persuasion. Father says around the 24th, this could bring some new opportunities, maybe to higher education or maybe even travel. And yes, you should be writing. In October, you'll go with the flow and there will be no need to worry. I can further tell you that the Lord is moving. For the Lord says the seeds that you have sown shall begin to blossom and grow. Because around the 23rd to around about the end of December is going to be a time where the seeds you have sown shall begin to prosper. And they're going to begin to reach fruition. For the Spirit of the Lord will say unto thee that there is a move of the Spirit. And you're going to get rid of some old ways of thinking, some old ways of doing things. The dream world shall be quite open unto thee. You're going to end relationships that you've outgrown, and you're going to move forward. I heard the Lord say unto me, because you're going to find that around the 23rd of October, circle that date, God's going to touch your career area, and he's going to usher in some new professional opportunities. I want to thank you for the miracle seed. Now listen to the word of the Lord from the prophetess and then the team of prophets. God bless.
God bless you. I hear the word of the Lord say to you in this wonderful month of September. As September continues, Father God says this is a wonderful season to begin to focus on finances. For Father God says you'll be doing a balancing act in this season, yet Father God says you're assigned for it. Father God says you're anointed and appointed. For Father God says you'll find balance in relationships, partnerships. And Father God says you're going to be focusing on your spiritual priorities. For Father God says this is the season where he's restoring your health and your mind. I hear Father God saying new vitality and new strength to thy body, thy mind, and thy household. I further hear Father God saying emotional healing. For Father God says this is a season where you're going to begin to take responsibility and accountability for yourself. And Father God says you're going to begin to move forward. I hear Father God say, focus on the big picture in this season. For Father God says you're going to be able to plan wisely. Father God says you're even reviewing your value system in this season. For I hear Father God saying wise financial counsel. I hear Father God saying there's going to be a season where you're going to be walking in a new understanding. I hear Father God saying you're revamping some things, even concerning your personal routines and your everyday schedule. I hear Father God saying write it down and make it plan for success, because Father God says you're going to walk it out. I also hear Father God saying you're going to be paying attention to family in this season in a new way. And Father God says speak and be heard. For Father God said this is a season where you're going to begin to come into even a new restoration, even concerning God says he's restoring some things concerning education. Father God says your education is not over. Father God said to focus. I had scholarships and grants. And I hear Father God saying, set your intentions. Father God says, set your intentions concerning this endeavor. And Father God says, you're going to complete it. I also hear Father God saying, face your fears. Well, Father God says, you are in a season of self-discovery. And Father God says, you're able to even identify with hidden fears in this season. And Father God says, you're going to begin to face your fears and work through them where they will not become crutches. I hear Father God saying, this is an excellent time to begin to release your fears and face any obstacles. I hear Father God says, anything with addiction, Father God says, this is the season to release the addictions. I hear Father God saying, avoid being a workaholic in this season. And Father God says, you're going to work smart and hard. So Father God says, move forward in faith and not fear. And Father God says, this is the season to focus on your potential and not your past. I do hear Father God saying, let go, let God, and move in confidence. For Father God says, he's restoring your confidence in this season. Father God says, avoid becoming jealous or resentful of anyone or their accomplishments. Father God says, this is the season to celebrate others' victories, celebrate others' success. For Father God says, this is a season also of self-improvement and self-evaluation. Father God says this is also the season to begin to focus on self. And Father God says you're in a season of new self-expression. Father God says let your expression flow through your writings. Begin to write the book, for your story is to be told. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Brother Stephen. Brother Stephen, I hear the word of the Lord for you, saying that God says that he's working on your emotions. God says it's important for you not to look back, but to continue to move forward. And I'm hearing God says that there's so many ideas, so many creative ideas, just something that you're going to invent. And God says that he's sending forth the partners for your ideas. God said to write your ideas down. And God says to do some research into patents, and that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Brother Stephen. I concur with the prophetess, for God is bringing stability and stamina, and he's giving you such an ability to create. I see you working with metal, something with metal that you must patent. God just gives you such an ability to create. You have a creative mind, but God is helping you to be focused. And on task, he's helping you to map it out and make it plain. And that is the word of the Lord.
I hear God saying, the book, get the book out. God says, begin to write the book and get it out. I see that it's going to bless many people, especially a group of young men, a population of men that you will minister the book to. And that's the word of the Lord.
Amen. God bless you, Brother Stephen. I hear the word of the Lord saying, peace be still. And in the midst of what seemed to be a storm, I hear Father God saying, show yourself friendly. Father God says, show yourself friendly in this season, and you're going to begin to come into new avenues of wealth and new avenues of favor. God says, delay doesn't mean denial. I do hear Father God saying deliverance, and I do hear Father God saying stability. So Father God says, write it down, make it plain, and you can walk it out in this season. So God, Father God says he's strengthening your walk. He's strengthening your walk. He's strengthening your talk and your communication in this season. I hear the word of the Lord say to you today, be open to change. For Father God said, this is the season where you're coming into the new season of mastery, and your mastery is causing transformation. And in the transformation, you're moving into a new season of change, a new season of training, and a new season of growth. Father God says, this is the season. I hear Father God saying politics and politician. Father God says, the politician in you is coming forth. Father God says you're the natural born leader. So Father God says, be mindful of your actions in this season, for people are watching. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, God bless you, God bless you, man of God, for the seed of $41.90. For the Lord says, watch whom you trust in this season. Watch whom you share things with. Watch papers. Watch anything with deals. Watch bank accounts. Keep your eyes stayed on that. For the Lord says, as you move into the spirit of discernment, you're going to come into a time where the Lord shall begin to strengthen thee and bless the works of your hands. And I heard God said, as you move in faith, you're going to begin to see breakthroughs, breakthroughs, breakthroughs. Even in the midst of the storm, you're going to begin to walk into a season of a great, great, great breakthrough. And you will see that the gift in your prophetic senses shall be activated and opened up in this season, heightened. Your prophetic anointing shall be heightened. It's going to be heightened. And out of this, it's going to begin to restore some things and remove some things. For yet God says he has you in a season where you're going to begin to go deep within the inner parts of yourself and remove the things from the past. It's a time of digging. And as you're going to dig, you're going to begin to uncover. And as you uncover, you're going to be able to release some things that has been holding you back. No fear, no worry, no doubt, no stress, no aggravation, no scars or wounds from the past shall prevent what I have called thee to walk into. So you're going to begin to uncover so that you can begin to heal. Things are going to come up to the surface because it's a time of restoration and where you're going to be able to resolve some things. For I heard the Lord say unto me that do not allow things from the past to prevent or hinder the good that I shall bring that way. Guard your ears. Do not let your ears become a receptacle of trash and garbage, because this can affect your spirit and move you in some kind of way. Don't be very trusting, but God says unto thee, but move in faith. Because it seems like some things from the past has caused you to begin to move into distrust. And God said, that is not of me. Do not let the past cause you to make decisions. Because mistrusting the right person can do more harm than trusting the wrong person. So don't make decisions from out of the past. Seek the Spirit and let him guide thee. And as you be led by the Holy Ghost, you're going to see that he will speak into your ear and guide you. And this burden shall be lifted off of thee. For the Lord says, I'm removing things off of thee. And I'm coming, bringing you into a season where the Lord says, you're going to see favor, favor, favor. And as you rest in me, as you be still and know that I am God, and as you stand in my presence, I'm going to bless you. Because God says, I'm clearing some things. I'm clearing up some things. For I promise thee that I'm going to bless thee. I promise thee that I'm going to do a new thing in thee. I promise thee that I'm going to bless the works of your hands. I promise thee, yea, saith the Lord, that wherever your feet go, I will cause you to prosper. Get out of the past and get in the now, because now faith is the only thing that you have. And as you live in the eternal now, I'm going to bring you to a season of return. I'm going to bring you into a season of new opportunities. I will bring you to a season of promotion. Breakthroughs and favor shall surely be thy portion. God says, I promise thee that I'll bless the works of your hands. Live and stay in my presence, for I will bring you into line. I will bring you into my will, because God says, I'm cleaning the slate. I'm cleaning the slate, and I cover the things from the past with my glory. For as you begin to embrace my grace, I will extend my glory unto thee. And that is the word of the Lord. God bless you.